Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and what I want to talk today about is failure. You know, it's important for us as traders to realize that we failed. We could fail 20% of the time and lose money, could fail 50% of the time and lose money, or we could fail 100% of the time and lose money. The problem is what are you going to do with that failure? You know, as you become a trader, you're going to become better and better at stuff. You're going to find that perfect trade setup. You're going to find different things that will set up and allow you to be more and more accurate, okay? And that's important, but the problem is that you're still going to have some percentage of failures. Now, the question you have for yourself is, how do I deal with those failures? How do I manage that loss? And what do I do if, let's say for some reason, some stupid reason, you put everything on the line and lost it all? What is your next step towards recovery? Are you going to continue to trade? You're going to try and raise more money? What are you going to do? At what point as a trader do you realize, well, maybe this just isn't it. I can't be successful at it. You know, there are lots of reasons to give up. There are lots of reasons to even forestall the activity and slow it down so that you don't have to give it up right away. But at some point, realistically, you will have to give it up because you're not successful at it. You're not following the rules. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. What are you going to do? And that's the question I have for you because we all face it, okay? I know many a trader who has probably gone through the first $5,000 or $6,000, $10,000, $50,000 of money thinking he could learn how to trade, and he fails. And it's that second iteration that he gets more successful at, that he's more careful about, that, you know, those types of things happen. And are you willing to put that on the line and deal with that second time or third time or fifth time? You know, to be good at something, you have to try and practice all the time. You know, when I played racquetball, I used to play Class A racquetball, and, you know, I didn't get better when I won against somebody, because typically that meant that that player that I was winning against was probably not as good as me. What I got better at was the more people I played, the more I lost that were of a higher skill set than myself, okay? The Class A players, the open players. You know, I got to a point where I was playing with a C level, and I started playing with a B players and A players. I all of a sudden started to get better, and I started moved up to B. The same thing happened with A. When I was at B, I moved up to A, then A up to open. So the question I have for you is, you know, this is practice and this is failure. You have to understand that it's not life or death. It's just not succeeding, okay? I don't know. You know, it's like I said, I want to keep it light and airy, but failure is failure. And that means that in the way in trading that you know if you're failing is you're losing money and you're losing your pot of gold, okay? So the question now is how do you slow down that failure, or how do you stop that failure, or do you continue on until you figure out the right thing and then reinvest again and try it again? Those are the questions I have for you. And the questions that you as a trader need to think about, how am I going to deal with this, okay? Because I'll tell you what, 98 out of 100 people are going to lose their first pot of money, whether it's $5,000, $1,000, $10,000, whatever the case may be when they trade, okay? They're going to lose it. They're going to, because they've got to learn, they've got to understand techniques, kind of find that perfect trade, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's all there. I mean, you have a better chance of losing all the money that you have right now than you have in starting a business and trying to keep it open for 3 years. And do you know, small businesses fail at a rate of around 80 or 90% every year, okay? So I hate to paint a black picture for you, but I want you to think about what you're going to do, okay? What's going to happen to you? How am I going to accept this? Am I going to go do something else? You know, if you're 70 years old and you're going to learn how to trade from 70 to 72, and that's all you're going to do. You know, you don't have it like you're a 20-year-old. You trade for a couple of years, you're not successful at it, you trade some more, you know, you try something else, try something else, try something else, you're 30. When you're 70 or 80, you know, there is no additional time. And it's important that you understand that and be careful about it, okay? And really be trained before you start training live. And that's so important. Anyway, I wanted to just share that thought with you. I really want you to think about what you're going to do to start up the next time after you've failed with this first pot of money. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis, all kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.